From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 485, which is intended for broadcast November the 10th through November 24, 2017. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined here in the studio by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Once again, Doc, how are you?
Pretty good, Brady. Won't this take us up through Thanksgiving Day, I think?
Today, as we produce this broadcast, it is Veterans Day
in the U.S. That's right.
And it will take us through Thanksgiving Day as well.
All right. That says we've done not too many more till we hit 2018.
No, that's right.
That's close, yeah.
And show 500, really, not too far down the pike either.
We're going to be like unshackled. Well, not unshackled. They're up to like 3,300. We got a way to go.
I didn't bring this in with me, Doc, but in the mail today was a suggestion from a listener that because we're here in Nashville, we might get various country music stars to appear on our QSL cards.
Well.
And
Well, it's an interesting idea.
But
we've got you on one of them. I mean, that's and you play the guitar some, don't you?
No, I won't claim that. But I think that there probably are all kinds of licensing things that would go along with that.
No kidding. Well, what about Phil? Well, he doesn't even like to listen to country music.
He likes the stuff that predates broadcast.
He likes the old stuff.
I don't think folks would really. Phil with his jug and spoons and stuff. We'll effort it. We'll see. We basically have a new skyline since the last Skyline QSL went
out. That's true.
So
yeah, that's true.
Maybe
that's
a possibility.
Well, you know, that would be a real licensing headache, though, wouldn't it? That's right here in the right here.
You put a stamp on it, send it out. I bet we'd get in all kinds of trouble.
Oh, we'd get in all kinds of trouble.
But maybe that's a result of this week, and I'm sure you watch this.
CMT.
This week was the CMA Awards.
CMA, yeah.
And I believe that is truly an international event. It's quite the show, really. Yeah. They do a good job with that on television, and they get a lot of folks in the same place at the same time.
You know, I didn't mention it to you because I don't think about country that much, but a couple years ago when they had the HFCC in Australia, when people, like local Australians, when they heard that I was from Nashville, they were enthralled because they knew about country music in Nashville. You know, that's a long ways away.
I can believe.
Country's pretty big over there.
Throughout the CMA, I believe it was the 51st CMA award show, probably the most featured artist other than the host was a gentleman named Keith Urban, who is Australian.
Is he Australian?
Yeah, okay. And from what I understand from people who know how to play the guitar, he is a serious guitar player.
Yeah, well, if he's made it in Nashville, he's...
I think he may even be a little better than those who are, like, really, really good.
Because, you know...
I've heard that rumor.
I've heard people say, and I believe it's true, that some of the best guitar pickers in the world are waiting tables in Nashville, you know, because there's a ton of good guitar pickers around here.
I think so.
I mean, a bunch of them, you know. So you don't rank yourself in that category?
No, I have like a negative score. I have a little app to try to strum along with.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Just not right. Really a, it's not a calling that I have.
Oh, okay.
We need to start right from the get-go and clarify something that we made a big announcement of on the last program.
Yeah.
And that was Butch Paul coming back, call to decision.
That's right.
The time is right, 0200 UT. The transmitter's the same, transmitter number 4. But last minute, we switched that over to 6115.
Yeah, that's it. When we had announced it, it's 7520, I believe.
And man, oh man, we have monitored that in homes online. It's good from like Paris, Tennessee to Paris, France.
Yeah. I know that Phil has monitored on Global Tuners all over the place and said that it's good. Have you heard anything from Pastor Butch about it, you know?
What I've heard, and it's just hearsay, and what I've heard is that he has trouble hearing it at his location.
And there
may be some truth to that. Could be a radio issue, but...
everything we've looked
like
at...
Like 99% of what we've checked and monitored...
Is doing good, very well. And we're not getting listener complaints about it, you know.
No.
It might be possible that particular frequency and where he is in West Virginia, I think he's West Virginia,
yes.
Nitro or somewhere, maybe he's having some trouble. But I got to believe if he was getting trouble out of it, or if everybody was, they'd be calling him for sure. That's for sure. Well, that's
and he's sort of new, even though not new to shortwave. New again to weeknights after a break and after doing some weekends. So I believe his audience is still there, and it's just going to rebuild. And I think as we get into the fall and winter, the audience
will pick up. You know how it is. He took off for a stretch to kind of like get his breath or whatever, you know. And you know how it is in radio. You can stay off for a little while, and people kind of just move on to something else, you know.
I got to tell you, Doc, here in the station, I won't mention any names, but there are folks who like the show but don't like the content. But everybody likes the show. I'm not saying everybody doesn't like the content, but even those who might hear something that they find objectionable, disagreeable, just whatever.
The layout of the show.
Everybody likes the show. It's kind of old school radio. Lot of interaction. He gets real fired up on the radio. I like to listen to
it. He does get fired
up. It's one of my most favorite shows. But it's part of this new sort of, I guess, thing that we're experiencing at WWCR, where broadcasters are very specific on frequencies, and we try very much to accommodate folks.
We do.
You have to add in location. You have to add in the antenna, the power level.
Oh, there's many, many variations. It makes it a lot harder for us to, you know, if we were AM with a 50-mile radius, it'd be real easy. But, you know, we like you say, we got all these conditions, propagation, location, antenna, atmospheric. But I will say, regardless of that, we do, an excellent job of trying to put them on what they want.
Oh, you and I both agreed that was an excellent fit for him, and we had it available.
Yeah.
And one other change that's, I think, worth mentioning every time, we just lopped about 3 hours of daylight off of our afternoon here.
Sure did.
And here's the gentleman coming on at 8 p.m. local time.
Yep.
And a couple of months ago, it still would have been light.
Oh, yeah.
At 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. It gets dark quick now after this DST stuff.
So that's fall and winter for you, but I think he's happy. I'm happy. I'm
6115.
Very clearly at my home. 6115. I think we also need to clarify that we are using, rather than 5890 on transmitter 2, 5935. So we're going to step down from 9350
to 5935. Okay.
And it's all out there on the website. It's on the program guide. It's on our transmitter schedule. It's really not difficult to follow. And beyond that, we're really easy to get in touch with. 615-255-1300. We'll let you know where we are.
And like you always say, you know, if you don't have access to the internet and you want us to send you a hard copy, write us, you know, or call us, and we'll send it to you right off the get-go.
Well, Doc, here we have four letters. Let's see if we can get through these all by email.
All right.
I print them off my email and bring them in sometimes.
I see that.
First one received November 6th, very recent. It looks like it came through to me at 10:27 p.m. local time.
Okay.
And it says that Ken, listening in Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Looks like he's also a ham. Says that, just says, caught your signal on 4840. And then it says, same for 3215. No complaint. You know, real strong, not strong, but caught them both. Caught the content. Flipped around. There we were.
We're the big low frequency guys like that, you know.
4840 and you notice 3215, both big-time night frequencies.
And, you know, there's for several years now, there's been other, for lack of a better word, competitors that are trying to hover around that 3215. But it's hard to fit, you know. There's a
lot of stuff going on there.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Well, that's good. Spotsylvania.
I sure hope we continue to fit there, you know.
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Out-of-band stuff is tough to find, tough to keep. And sometimes when you get it and it works, people use you as, you know, like their guinea pig.
Oh, yeah.
It worked for them.
We've been the guinea pig for many times like
we
that.
We get kicked around sometimes.
Yeah, hey, we do, don't we?
That's all right.
That's all right.
It's all right. We get back up.
That's all right. We get up and go ahead on. That's okay.
You want to do the other one here U.S., or do you want to move overseas?
Let me go overseas, and we'll mix and match a little bit.
All right.
This one's from Andreas, and this is from Berlin. And he talks about hearing 6115, you know, we were just talking about 6115, November the 3rd, using a Texan PL880, listening to one of my favorite programs, Brother Joe Anthony.
Very good.
The Highway of God, or as, you know, I sing that tune to my pup quite a bit, as I may have told you, you know.
Uh-huh.
That may be just a bit too much detail. But
we could bring your pup in for the Christmas show to chicken, talk about.
Well,
it,
that's true. That's true. And says that had the program details, and looks like this was like a 34333 using again the Texan PL880. That's Andreas. God bless you and best regards from Berlin.
Over in Germany, yep. Listening in what would be our sort of early evening.
It would be
local
time. Yeah, it would be over for him. It'd be more about midnight,
five,
1 in the
hour, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
A lot of late night folks out there, Doc.
Oh yeah.
What happened
yeah.
to the notion that everybody goes to bed at say, you know, right after the 10 o'clock news
yeah.
or whatever?
I think that was back in the day.
It's kind of dead. Ain't
yeah, it?
It
really is. I mean, you and I probably aren't different from a lot of these guys like Andreas. It's not unusual for us to be up at midnight, particularly with coast to coast. You know,
sure.
Even on school nights, I have a problem with wanting to listen to the beginning of George Norrie, so that's going to keep you up to midnight local right there, you know.
Well, we have time to nap now that baseball season's
oh,
over.
You're right about that.
I think we both had the incorrect predictions, but
Doc, yeah,
before we proceed,
yeah.
I will say that several years ago you told me about George Springer, who ends up being the MVP,
MVP
of
yeah.
the World Series, and you told me to be watching out for the Astros.
Yep.
The
smart
Astros,
team, yeah.
Man, that was a great series. Great series.
And I guess since you mentioned the holiday season, I think this year we may have better luck at actually doing our live show because I'm the one dragging the tail, but here in the next, as soon as school's out, I'll get my studio set up like you've got yours. And I think it's going to work. Nate's got all the stuff, and I think yours is ready to go.
We'll be
right?
able to broadcast from home.
I think one year we ran
into trouble because we couldn't get away from our homes due to
the weather, inclement weather,
snow coming in.
Yeah, no kidding.
We don't deal very well with snow here in Nashville,
no,
and I don't really apologize for that.
That's just the way
we don't
it
get
is,
enough
man.
Of it to have to worry about it.
No, and we get ice too, and ice is just no fun whatsoever.
Definitely not.
Oh, thank
right,
you, Andreas, for
here.
That one.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, definitely. Another one on 4840. I listened to WWCR on 4840 on November 4th, 410 UT to 420 UT. Listen to my Texan PL660 with a 50-foot wire antenna. The signal was at 2 or 3, very little noise, and no interference from other stations. The talk was mostly about unclean food. It was said that sugar is more addictive than cocaine.
Sugar is?
I don't know, but I know that sugar is very addictive.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Asa, another guy that I think you and I listened to, he said one time on the air, quoting somebody else, this is not advice from me, he said, your doctor wishes that he could just come out and tell you that sugar causes cancer.
Is that what he said,
Dr. Asa said that. Go find him, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting.
But that came from Texas. That came from a gentleman named Weldon in Texas. Hmm. Never heard of this town, but... Weldon, that's not a very common name, so we'll leave it about that vague.
Yeah.
But he, again, Doc, kind of late-night listener, what would that be, about 10 o'clock?
10, 11 o'clock at night, yeah.
Listening to some talk about food, 4840, I'm going to guess that that was on, had to have been on Alex Jones, right?
Yeah, that's my guess. That was Alex Jones. I bet it is, on that re-air that you do,
mm-hmm,
you think?
Mm-hmm.
And he would come up with something like that.
4840, sounding good in Texas, sounding good in Virginia.
Last but not least, we have 15825 coming out of Spain, where Jose Luis writes us and says that he had sent a PDF and an MP3 using a Mark receiver with 5 shortwave bands and a 10-meter long wire from the city of Vigo, the northwest of Spain. And that was, again, 15.825 on November the 3rd. So there you got a high and a low over to Europe, a 15 and a 6.
15.
That's good.
It's
Thank
Europe, Eastern
much.
Europe. Sure enough. Doc, that's about all the time we have for today. I know, Doc, you are a professor at a school very close to a military base.
Yes.
I believe that you guys are totally closed down today due to Veterans Day.
We are closed for Veterans
Day. I've been to a Veterans Day program here today as well. And I was thinking, Doc, I hope that there are folks all around the world with some sort of positive thoughts about our troops here in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
That they've been other places around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Helped to leave people better off than maybe they were before.
Every day at school, I see guys that are missing a leg or missing an arm that are students that have come back from that. I agree with you totally.
So, happy Veterans Day to all those who have served, really, all around the world.
And
we'll
see
be around again
around.
For 486. All right.
All right. See you later.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.